up to the roosters. Eat breakfast for a booster. You alive, say hallelujah to the man, the mighty ruler. Because of him, you able to do it. If you on his side, then you ain't losing. He gave clothes, food, and your roof. He tell mountains, get them moving. It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning. Get up and go to that 9 to 5. Get up and get them dollar signs. Get up and go do overtime. Get up and put that overdrive.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? What's up? What's up? What's up? Happy Tuesday. Guess what? We're back with another episode of Great Mornings Podcast. Listen, y'all, I'm by myself again, but I'm super excited about the content that I believe that we have for you today. I really just want to dive right into it, but I'm hoping that you're having a great Tuesday. I hope that as you're listening to this podcast this morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening to it, that you're ready to receive. Oh man, it has been a week already and it's just the second day of the week. But nevertheless, we're always so grateful to God for what God is doing for us in the week. I want you to make sure that you share this podcast with somebody, share this episode with somebody. Make sure you go down. I think you could probably look at the bottom of your phone, at the bottom of the podcast, or the bottom of whatever you're listening to this on. And there should be like a little button there that you can press and it'll help you to share it. You can text it to people, email it to people, however, but I want you to make sure you share the podcast. All right, y'all do that for me. Make sure you share this episode. Make sure you rate the episode. Make sure you go and give your boy a 5-star rating or at least a 4.5, right? Because it can't be perfect. But if you want to give a 5-star, I will take that. But if you want to give 4.5, 4.8, 4.9, 7, I'll take that too. But listen, today I really want to get into this. I really kind of found myself grounded in my extra Bible reading in Matthew chapter 22. And when I say extra Bible reading, I mean what I read outside of preparation time for sermons, for Bible studies, for Transformation Tuesdays, for whatever content I'm putting out there for the kingdom. This is my extracurricular Bible reading, and I've been in Matthew, and I was reading in Matthew chapter 22, and this is just really a quick summary. Jesus had, interestingly, around verse 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39. So Matthew 22, 34 through 39. Check it out in your spare time. But I want to use this to kind of set up what we're going to talk about today. Jesus has, at this particular time, silenced, one translation says, the Sadducees. Now, if you don't know the Pharisees versus Sadducees, I don't want to give you a whole Bible study right here. But just know that they were religious rivals amongst each other, but they teamed up just to be against Jesus. Now, that is a sermon for another time, maybe even a podcast for another time, that you have to be careful about your enemies that don't even rock with each other. Because they may not rock with each other until it's time to rock against you. But that's what Jesus was experiencing. So the Sadducees, Jesus had silenced them with his articulation, with his intellect, with his knowledge of knowing what they consider to be the word, their law. And when the Sadducees were silenced by Jesus and the Pharisees find out about this, there was one particular Pharisee who was a teacher, the Bible says, of the law. He was a preacher, if you will, or probably more like a Sunday school teacher at the church or a minister at the church or somebody that was just a teacher of the law. And this brother or sister, whomever it was, whichever gender it was, to be inclusive, said, you know what? This Jesus dude got all of them caught up and shut them down. That ain't gonna happen with me. So he started asking Jesus questions, trying to trip Jesus up, the Bible says, or trying to confuse Jesus or catch him in a lie. And he told Jesus, said, so what's the greatest commandment? And Jesus, with intellect, with confidence, with articulation, said, well, the greatest commandment is to love thy Lord, the God, with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your body, everything. Then Jesus gave him a bonus. Jesus said, but the greatest, I can almost imagine Jesus telling him this. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And then winking at the person and saying, but I'm not done. But the second greatest or most important commandment, can you see Jesus right now kind of pulling his dreadlocks out of his hair and winking and saying, but the second most important commandment is like the first one. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's what I want to talk about today. I'm going to talk to us about four things you need to do for yourself. Now, I want to give y'all this totally off subject, transparent moment. I am such a creature of habit or a creature of routine, if that's even a thing or saying. So I'm used to giving like, it's not even even number because we know four is an even number, but it's almost like, how can you give four things? Like you either give three steps to getting better or five things to do for yourself or 10 things that you should know about this person. And I was sitting there, I was like, I'm gonna do five things you need to know, you need to do for yourself. And I'm going through, I'm creating content and I can only come up with four. And I was sitting there like, I gotta get five. It don't make sense if I have five. And then something just clicked. Man, jump outside your routine. That's a message for somebody that's listening. You are not bound to your routine. Four things is all I had. And if I would have added a fifth one, trying to stay within my five things to do this, I would have forced it. And if I would have cut it back to three, then I wouldn't have given all that was needed to give. So I got four things for us today, four things you need to do for yourself. And all of this is centered around verse 39, that the second greatest commandment, according to Jesus, is that you love your neighbor. Here's the part, as you love yourself. If you're listening to this podcast right now, I want you to pause for a moment and do a favor. Do me a huge favor right here. I want you to tell yourself, if you're near a mirror, this is going to make it better. If you're now, if you're driving, please don't do this while you're driving. Wait till you park. Look in your mirror. If you're at the crib, look in your mirror. If you're at work, go to the bathroom right now and look in the mirror. If you're in the car, in the parking lot, look in your mirror and tell yourself, I love you. Come on, do that for me. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, I love you. You got to look at yourself. So look in the mirror. At home, go to the mirror. At work, go to the bathroom right now and look in the mirror. In your car, sitting in the parking lot, not driving, look in the mirror. If you're at school, sisters, pull that mirror out your pocketbook. Look in the mirror. Tell your, if you can't get to a mirror because you're on campus and you're listening to this, go to a window. Right now, go to a car window that you're walking past in the parking lot, parking garage, parking deck. Go to the window entering into one of your buildings on your campus and look at yourself. See a reflection of yourself and tell yourself, I love you. That's what we're basing this on today. You cannot do the first part of the second most important commandment if you don't have clause B of it on lock. Here's what I'm telling you. You cannot love your neighbor if you don't love yourself. And I'm going to give us four things that we need to do for yourself, for ourselves. Here's number one. The first thing you need to do for yourself is forgive yourself. I know that's very generic, right? You probably hear that all the time. Yeah, we say we need to forgive ourselves all the time. Need to forgive ourselves. You're going to have to break that down. That's what I'm here for. Number one, you got to forgive yourself. The most important thing as to why is number one today that you need to do for yourself is forgive yourself. You have to forgive yourself for the decisions you made that didn't work out. I'm giving us specifics right now. You got to forgive yourself. Listen to this. For decisions that did not work out. You made a choice. You made a selection. You made a decision. It did not work out. It went left. It went sideways. But you have to forgive yourself for decisions you made that didn't work out. It's okay. There will be more decisions that you make that will not work out. You have to forgive yourself for the decisions that you made that don't work out. Typically, people tell us to forgive ourselves, but they don't give us specific areas that we need to forgive ourselves. So one specific area that we, many of us, need to forgive ourselves in are the decisions we made. You made a decision. Now forgive yourself for the decision if it did not work out. You need to forgive yourself for the things that you didn't accomplish that you wanted to. Family, hear me and hear me good. There are things that you're going to strive for in this life. Life wouldn't be life if you accomplished every goal. What would you learn from? What would you grow from? You're not going to accomplish every single goal. Some goals you set out for in 2022 is going to have to come back on your goal list for 2023. I'm going to talk about that in a second, a little bit more. So you have to be willing, not willing, you have to forgive yourself that you didn't accomplish everything that you wanted to. I'm here to tell you right now, that's okay. It's okay. You have to forgive yourself for the people you gave your heart to and gave your time to. There's some of you right now that haven't forgiven yourself for the time and heart that you invested in somebody. You have to forgive yourself for that. You did right. Even this is going to blow your mind, I think. Even if it was the wrong person, you still did right by investing. Who enters into any relationship, platonic, romantic, family relationship, business relationship? Why enter and who enters into those nature of relationships that don't give their all, that don't invest? The whole purpose of relationship is investing from the people. You invest, they invest. So if you invested in somebody that did not invest at the same capacity or the same amount that you invested, don't hold that against yourself. You did right. It was just for the wrong person. Listen to this. Stop letting regret hold you captive. Free yourself from regret and you will free yourself from self-unforgiveness. That is tweetable. That is worthy of a Facebook status. Stop letting regret hold you captive. Free yourself from regret and you will free yourself from self-unforgiveness. Most of us are stuck in a space of self-unforgiveness because we hold on to the regret. I regret I made that decision. I regret that I didn't accomplish that. I regret that I invested in them. Stop regretting. Stop regretting. The decision you made in that moment is the decision that you felt like was either right or it was the decision that you felt like you should make. That's okay. Even if the decision caused the result of the decision was something going left, something not working out. It's what you felt in that moment. It's what you thought in that moment. It's okay. And you don't have to hold on to regret for that. The things that you didn't accomplish that you wanted to, don't regret. I could have worked harder, man. I could have did this more. I could have did that more. We get it. Hindsight is 2020, they say, even though 2020 is not perfect vision, but hindsight is 2020. Of course, when you look back at it now, you see what you should have done more of, what you could have did better. But don't let regret kick in because of that. Of course, you can see the bigger picture now. It's hard to see things 2020, if you will, with perfect vision when you're in the midst of the moment. So when it comes to accomplishing goals that you want to accomplish, it's easier when you didn't accomplish it to look back and say, yeah, I should have did that more. I look back at my athletic career and say, man, I wish I would have focused on this specific area of my craft a little bit more. I wish I would have stayed locked in on this. I wish I would have went to this school. Man, we get it. I didn't accomplish the goal of going to the NFL, but I cannot let regret hold me captive. And again, when it comes to people, romantic relationships, platonic relationships, whatever the nature of the relationship, again, hindsight is 2020. Of course, after the relationship ended, after y'all had a falling out, of course you can look at it now and say, man, I should have bought her flowers more. Wow, I should have complimented him more. I should have spent more time with my friend. I wish I had spent more time with my child. We get it. But don't let regret hold you captive. Stop letting regret hold you captive. Here it is. Free yourself from regret and you'll free yourself from self-unforgiveness. Number one, the first thing you need to do for yourself is forgive yourself of the decisions you made, the things you didn't accomplish that you wanted to, the people you invested in, and stop letting regret hold you captive. If you free yourself from regret, you'll free yourself from self-unforgiveness. The second thing that you need to do for yourself, which you cannot do if you don't do the first one. The second one is trust yourself. There's a book that I recommend to all of you. I'm a reader. I'm an adamant reader. I read all the time. I love reading. And there's a book that I recommend to all of you. I've read it five times actually, because I counsel some couples out of it. But anyway, the book is called Forgive and Love Again, Healing Wounded Relationships. It's one of the authors is Thomas M. Thompson. And the other author is John, I think it's Nieder, it's N-I-E-D-E-R. So John Nieder and Thomas Thompson. That's the book you should get. It's Forgive and Love Again, Healing Wounded Relationships. And I mentioned that book because I want to expound on this whole idea of trusting yourself. The second thing that you need to do for yourself is trust yourself. Trusting yourself is a matter of healing. And this book, Forgive and Love Again, Healing Wounded Relationships, is about healing. So trusting yourself is a matter of healing. And this book deals with healing that you can love again. And I want you to get this. And note this, I sound like I'm preaching. I'm trying not to sound like a preacher. I'm trying to sound like a podcaster. Oh, I'm funny to myself. So I don't want to sound like I'm preaching. But here's what I want you to hear. I said it again. Get this. Here's what I want you to hear. Y'all know I'm a preacher, so it is what it is. Only healing and healed people can trust. The only people that can trust are those who are healing and those who are healed. If you're not in the healing process, you can't trust. If you're not, and or if you're not healed, you can't trust. Some of us suffer from the inability to trust because we are not healing, nor are we, and or nor are we healed. Did y'all get that? Trusting yourself is a matter of healing. Only healing and healed people can trust. Some of us won't admit it, but we aren't healed. And because those of us that are unhealed, because of our unhealed space or place, we can't trust others and therefore can't trust ourselves. Wow. I think I got stumbled up right there. I want y'all to know this, and this is probably my ego kind of speaking, not because of a lack of preparation, nor because of notes, because I'm not looking at notes. But I guess that would mean I would get tripped up even more because I'm not looking at notes. I say that to say I got tripped up on that one. I wasn't expecting this because I just got emotional thinking about myself. Thinking about me, and some of you, a lot of you are like me. it's a struggle for me to trust other people because it's a struggle for me to trust myself. And the lack of trusting myself comes from not even entering the healing process for some areas in my life because I'm not in a space where I can admit I need to heal there. Oh, did y'all hear that? You got to be willing to admit, not willing. You have to admit the areas that you need to heal. I heard a preacher say one time, God can't heal what you won't reveal. And that thing just caused me to trip up right there. And I went through this before. I prepped for this before. But I wasn't expecting the emotion to hit me like that because I'm literally, family, in a space where there's some areas I'm not healed, nor have I entered the healing process because I won't admit I need healing in that space. So trusting yourself is just a matter of healing. And some of us won't admit it, but the truth is we aren't healed. And because we have unhealed places, we can't trust others because ultimately we can't trust ourselves. Most of our insecurities come from what we have, or most of our insecurities come from what has been done to us or what we have the capability of doing ourselves. So it causes us to not trust. When someone has hurt you in a way, when somebody's cheated on you, when somebody's wronged you, when somebody's manipulated you, that causes a wound. And if you don't deal with that wound, then it creates a space of a lack of trust. And a lack of trust bursts insecurities. And some of us are insecure because we have not healed from what people done to us. Some of us are in that space because we have not forgiven people for what they've done to us. And then on the other side of that, this is the one that's touchy to me. Some of us have insecurities. Some of us are wounded because we know what we're capable of doing. I'm gonna give you an example, I think, that a lot of people can relate to. If you struggle with the insecurity of, oh my God, if your spouse or whomever you're dating somebody, you like somebody, they over at your crib, they go in the bathroom, they take their phone, and you sitting there worried about what they're doing on their phone. A lot of that, and I'm speaking from experience right here, is based on not necessarily what you are doing with your phone, but what you know you're capable of doing. Does that make sense to y'all? A lot of our insecurities and our lack of trust comes from what we know we're capable of doing. And because it's already in our minds and we haven't dealt with it and we have not trusted ourselves, we know what we're capable of doing. So we project our capability on other people. So if you know that you go in the bathroom and text somebody on your phone, now you think there are, if you know you're capable of going in the bathroom and text somebody on your phone because of something you've done before, now you think that's what they're doing when they take it in there. That's a lack of trusting, not them. That's about not trusting you. Sounded like my man then, you, Soulja Boy, you. That's on you. That most of our trust is not that we don't trust other people, is that you don't trust yourself. And it's impossible to trust someone else when you don't trust yourself. And I know what some of you are asking right now. How do I keep finding myself in situations that I'm in if I don't trust people because I feel like I trust people? I don't have an exact answer for that. And I was thinking about that when I was working on this, when I was preparing this. I was like, well, Craig, you're going to tell people and yourself to trust yourself. And people are going to say, well, how did I end up in the same type of relationship that I'm in if I didn't trust myself? I don't have a direct answer for that. But what I really think right now, just off the cuff, is that we end up in similar situations, not because we let our guard down, not because we let our fence down, not because we let our walls down, not because we started trusting again. We end up getting hurt the same way sometimes. We end up in similar situations at the same time, not because we opened up and started trusting, but because what we connected to was familiar. Familiarity does not require trust. Ooh, that's a whole, I can't unlock that right now because I don't even know what I just said. That thing just fell off of me. But familiarity is not about trust. Ooh, it's about comfortability. Oh, here's an example. 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 I can know that I'm about to sit in one of them folded chairs and that the chair is broke. But if I'm familiar with that broken chair, and each time I've sat in that broken chair, I'm able to fix myself to a place of comfort. Now, in my mind, I know there's a possibility that this chair will break and I'm going to fall on my butt. But because I'm familiar with it and because it provides a level of comfort, I give an illusion of trust, but I'm sitting in it thinking any moment it could break. I hope that made sense to y'all like it just made sense to me. That's what we do when we end up in relationships, connections, and doing things that hurt us over again, or that put us back in there. It's not that you really let your wall down. It's not that you really trusting. It's none of those things. It's familiarity and comfortability. And it gives an illusion of trust. And some of us walk in the illusion of trust. You think you really trust yourself, but you don't. And the second thing that you need to do for yourself is trust yourself. Forgive and love again. Trusting yourself is a matter of healing. And people who won't admit that they need to heal in certain areas, those unhealed places will cause us not to trust others, but cause us not to be able to trust others because we can't trust ourselves. Here's the third thing. Challenge yourself. This is the third thing you need to do for yourself. You got to forgive yourself. You got to trust yourself. And once you get to those two, you can authentically challenge yourself. What does that even mean? Push yourself. But here it is. If you can't forgive yourself, then you can't trust yourself. And if you can't trust yourself, you can't really push yourself. Our ability to really push ourselves is based on how much we trust ourselves. I'm going to give you an example as an athlete, right? As an athlete, I can push my body to the limit that I trust my body. Ooh, let me drink some of this essential water. Let me pause for a moment and give a commercial. Essential water, E-S-S-E-N-T-I-A, is overachieving H2O. This is the greatest water that you could ever have. You should get you a bottle of essential water today. I'm James Earl Cray, and I approve this message, Essential Water, overachieving H2O. Get you a bottle today. And we're back from commercial break. Listen, that may be corny. That might have been corny. But listen, when I'm in this studio by myself, my self-made studio, and I don't have to see nobody, I don't know if y'all know this. I'm going to throw this out there, but I am admittedly shy and bashful. So I overcompensate my shyness with talking. So when I walk in the room and I'm nervous and I'm shy, if I walk in a room full of people, I automatically just speak to everybody off in my elevator. So I can do little silly stuff like this because I'm in here by myself, right? But back to it. Thirdly, you got to challenge yourself. And so I ruptured my Achilles. I wasn't aware that's what I did at first. Until I finally went and seen a personal trainer, not a personal trainer, but a physical, what are they called? The athletic trainer from back home. And he told me I ruptured my Achilles. I Googled it. Obviously, Google always tell you the worst. So I ruptured my Achilles in July. And then I snapped it again about a month and a half ago trying to run. And I have not sat down working out, right? But now, because my Achilles is getting better. It's naturally healing. It feels a lot better. I can do a lot more. I'm still limited. But here's the point that I'm making. I don't trust it in some things. So because I don't have the same trust in it that I once did, I can't push it like I used to. Good gracious. What I'm saying to us, you're not challenging yourself to the maximum if you do not trust yourself, and you cannot trust yourself if you have not forgiven yourself. So y'all see how all these things work together? Some of us think we're pushing ourselves, but you're really not. You didn't apply for the job because you didn't trust yourself. You didn't go after the entrepreneur venture because you didn't trust yourself. You didn't save more money because you didn't trust yourself. A lot of us cannot challenge ourselves and push ourselves because we don't trust ourselves. But the third thing you need to do for yourself is challenge yourself. Push yourself. Let it start with a simple challenge. Saving money. Tell yourself, this month, I'm going to save an extra $250. So that means now I got to challenge myself not to eat out as much. Not me not go looking at shoes. You not to go shopping. Maybe that's going to cut out some extracurricular stuff that you typically do. Going to the movies. Going to the extra high school ball game. Maybe there's some things you got to cut out. But it starts with small challenges like that. Challenge yourself with money. Start there. Challenge yourself with money. Saving extra is today is November 1st. Challenge yourself with an extra $250 that you're going to save this month. I'm with you. I'm going to go ahead and put mine away today. Why? Because I don't trust myself, right? So challenge yourself by trusting yourself. Push yourself. I want to give y'all this. So every year around this time, I do chapter for my new year. So when my birthday comes on November 22nd, I'm going to be starting chapter 39. But I want to share with y'all chapter 38. So chapter 38 was from November 22nd, 2021 to November 21st, 2022. And my words, I usually give three words, but last year I only had one word. My word that I challenged myself on for chapter 38, which was last year, which was this past year. I'm about to be 39 in a couple weeks. The word was quality. So I challenged myself. I put in parentheses. I challenged myself to put out more quality content. So that was my word for chapter 38. Quality. Some of my goals. I break my goals down into materialistic goals, business goals, and then overall goals. I'm sharing my intimacy with y'all. So my materialistic goals was to challenge myself to find a 4-bedroom house. Now I want 5. I challenged myself materialistically to buy a Gucci tote bag and book bag. I end up buying 2 pair of Gucci shoes. I challenged myself to buy a smaller day-to-day car. I did not do that. Those were my three materialistic goals. I was challenging myself to find a 4-bedroom house, to buy a Gucci tote bag and book bag, and to buy a smaller day-to-day car. My business goals, I was challenging myself to grow Great Mornings Podcast. I was challenging myself to crank up a production company. I was challenging myself to make all my businesses LLC. I was challenging myself to create a devotional app. I really want to be on YouVerse. I was heading that direction. Had a break in a relationship and it didn't work out. I challenged myself to keep my checkings account above $10,000. I was challenging myself there. Those were my business challenges. 5 of those. Grow the podcast, production company, make all my businesses LLC officially, create a devotional app or be on YouVerse, and keep my checking account above $10,000 at all times. Right? Letting y'all in. Then my overall goals was to clear up some things on my credit, establish my businesses, Great Designs, Great Productions, Impact Church, Great nonprofit organization, and Great Publishing. A goal was to preach on another major platform. I was challenging myself to get a preaching opportunity on another major platform. I challenged myself to grow Impact Church to 250 joined partners. I don't know where we are on that. So I'm talking about the entire 5.5 years that we have been a church at Impact. I wanted to grow Impact to a total of 250 joint partners. I wanted to grow True Vine Bible Fellowship to 300 partners. Way off from that. But the personal stuff, all kind of stuff got wrapped up in that. That's why that's like that. I wanted to increase my daughter's college fund by $2,500. Smash that. Wanted to increase, so add $2,500 to my daughter's college fund is what I wanted to do. I wanted to put $5,000 in my books and business savings. I'm way under that. I didn't get there. I'm at about, well, I was there, but I had to spend $3,000 out of it to get some dental work done. But I wanted to put my book, so I have a book and business savings account. I wanted it over $5,000. I probably would be at about $7,000 right now if I wouldn't have spent whatever. So I'm right there. So y'all need to buy some t-shirts today. Order a book today. I wanted to be faithful in relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships, my friendships. Be faithful in my relationship with my daughter, with my mom, with my sisters. Wanted to be faithful. Still working in that area. There's some I can do better with relationships with my sisters. I wanted to start filming the production and make the right connections. I made the right connections, but anyway, I wanted to challenge myself to start filming. I didn't. Put a movie on screen. That was a challenge. Do something with the David TV series I'm writing. I paused on it. I'm writing a new TV series. I wanted to give away $20,000 in scholarships. Smash that. Gave away $23,000. A little bit more than that. And I wanted to buy some stock. Those were the things I challenged myself. So what I'm encouraging you to do is take your birthday, not just to post pictures and do a photo shoot. That photo shoot could have been money that you were saving toward a goal that you were challenging yourself to reach. I'm challenging you as I challenge myself every year. And I'm getting ready to start on this today. What chapter 39 is going to look like for me. But challenge yourself with a word or words. I usually do three, but I did one this last chapter. But challenge yourself with words. Challenge yourself with materialistic goals. Because listen, we're going to talk about the next point in just a second. But you should have materialistic goals. Don't let nobody fool you on that junk. What is something that you want to buy for you? Make that one of your goals and strive for it. You should have business goals. And business goals are not just for us entrepreneurs. But have business goals if you're an educator, if you're in the medical profession, if you're a lawyer. Whatever profession you're in, you can still set that as your business. Because if you're an educator, the school system you work for, that's your business. If you're a medical professional, the hospital, the clinic, the private practice that you work for, that's your business. So set business goals within your 9-to-5. All right. And then just have overall goals for yourself. What you want to do with your credit? What do you want to do financially? What do you want to do in a relationship? Have those type of goals for yourself. Challenge yourself. Today, start challenging yourself. It's November 1st. You are going to save an extra $250 this month. Tell yourself that right now. Go ahead and move it to your savings and don't touch it. You're going to challenge yourself. I'm saving an extra $250 this month. That's not what you normally challenge yourself with. That's going to be additional. And then the last thing, and I got to move quickly, that you need to do for yourself. The fourth and final thing you need to do for yourself is celebrate yourself. Clap for you. Put that on your Twitter. Put that on your IG story. Tag me in this stuff the first time around. Put that on your Facebook status. Clap. No, put it like this. I'm clapping for me today. I'm proud of you, Craig. I'm celebrating you. So the fourth thing you need to do for yourself is celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself by rewarding yourself. Celebrate yourself by rewarding yourself. I like this that I thought of, and I'm about to start doing it for myself. You should have a reward fund. You should have an additional savings. I bet y'all like, dang, he's talking about saving a lot of money. Cray, I don't make that much money to save. Yes, you do. It's about stewardship of what you make, not about how much you make. I'm no financial guru, but I'm doing okay financially. I got tons of savings and I got a petty cash at the crib somewhere. Can't tell y'all. Somebody be gonna try to sneak in my house and steal it. But you should have a reward fund that you pull from when you want to celebrate yourself. Because celebrating yourself is important. When you forgive yourself, when you trust yourself, you challenge yourself, and you accomplish something, you need to celebrate yourself. And you celebrate yourself by rewarding yourself. And you and I should have reward funds. Celebrate the small victories, but celebrate them on the level, celebrate all victories, but celebrate them on the level that they are. And that simply means, I hear people always say, celebrate the small victories. Granted, definitely, but celebrate the small victories small. Like, don't go out there and celebrate a small victory and go buy a brand new Bentley. That the small if you lost 1 pound, that ain't for you to go buy a Bentley. That's for you to say, great job. I'm proud of you. I'm clapping for you. Now when you lose the 100 that you're trying to lose, now you may want to go get a Bentley, because that might be that thing might stir some stuff up and shake some stuff and make it move for you, right? But in all seriousness, celebrate and reward the small victories and the large victories based on the nature of the victory. Be smart about that. I want us to celebrate ourselves. I want you to reward yourselves, but I want you to be smart about how you reward yourself. So the fourth and final thing that you need to do for yourself is celebrate yourself. Today, clap for you. You've done good. You've done well. To be where you are right now as a single mother, to be where you are, you deserve to celebrate yourself. As a father, whether you're a single father, whether you're a hardworking, trying to give effort father, whatever nature of the father you are, celebrate yourself, man. Entrepreneur, if you sold 2 products this week, celebrate yourself. If you had 7 clients this week, if you had 1 client more than you had last week, celebrate yourself. Your team got a victory, whatever that looks like. May not have been a whole victory for the game, but maybe your basketball team took 2 charges more than they took the last time. Celebrate yourself, coach. You did a good job. Your children finally cleaned up their room without you telling them. Celebrate yourself. The ministry, something finally went right. Celebrate yourself. So here's 4 quick things again that you need to do for yourself. 1, most important, forgive yourself. The decisions you made, the things you didn't accomplish that you wanted to, the people you invested in. Forgive yourself. Stop letting regret hold you captive and free yourself from regret, and you'll free yourself from self-unforgiveness. Secondly, trust yourself. Forgive and love again. Healing wounded relationships. Trusting yourself is a matter of what? Healing. 3, challenge yourself. Push yourself. Start by saving $250 this month. Remember, chapter whatever it is for you. Chapter 38 was for me that I shared with y'all. I'm getting ready to do chapter 39. Challenge yourself. And fourthly and finally, celebrate yourselves. Celebrate yourself by rewarding yourself. Get your reward fund. Put your $1,000 in your reward fund at income tax time. And celebrate yourself with that $1,000 throughout the year. Don't overdo it, but celebrate yourself with that. Listen, family, that's all I got for you. I hope this was good to y'all. I hope this was worthy of you telling somebody about. I hope that this was informative, but inspiring and encouraging. I really hope that it was. It was for me. And I want to let y'all know I'm super excited about what I believe God is doing in this season toward the end of the year, the last quarter of the year for us. I'm super excited about what I think God is doing for myself and what I believe God is doing for you. I want to ask you, keep supporting Great Mornings Podcast. Make sure you share it, post it on your social media. Let everybody know that this is one of the dopest podcasts that's not a celebrity podcast. So make sure you let everybody know. Y'all can find me on social media, on Instagram and Twitter, J_EARL_CRAY, J_Earl_Cray. Go follow me right now on social media, Instagram and Twitter. On Facebook, I'm James Earl Cray. Holla at me if you need to email me at james@jecray.org. However you want to get in contact with me, I'm looking forward to hearing from some of you. Let me know what you think about the podcast. I love y'all so much. Remember, no matter what you're facing today, no matter what challenges you're facing today, no matter what obstacles you're facing today, no matter what things come your way today, it's always a great day to be great. I love every single one of you, but God loves you so much more. Have a phenomenal rest of your day and have a phenomenal rest of the week. I'm out. Peace.
Wake up to the roosters, eat breakfast for a booster. You alive, say hallelujah to the man, the mighty ruler. Because of him, you able to do it. If you on his side, then you ain't losing. He gave clothes, food, and your roof. He tell mountains, get them moving.
Let me tell you something.
It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning. Get up and go to that 9 to 5. Get up and get them done.